in store for us today.
Thank you, Brother Shahir. Living in a world full of distractions, somewhere between Fantasyland and Tomorrowland, we may lose track of our children. Have a look, have a listen. Here's the clip.
I remember when our kids were small, and what we did was we took them to Disneyland. We took them to the Magic Kingdom. There, all the sights and sounds and excitement of all that makes Disneyland wonderful was part of our experience. We were looking around and enjoying ourselves, but somewhere between Fantasyland and Tomorrowland, we lost track of my youngest child, Jonathan. We lost track of him. I looked up and I couldn't find my son. He was looking in one of those windows at all of the fancy stuff and all of the prizes and all of the glitz and the glitter. I had lost track of him. We had lost track of him because we were looking at the things around us too. He had become distracted. I had become distracted. We had become distracted. And in the midst of that distraction, we lost each other. We're in a kingdom today that has plenty of distractions. And these distractions have caused a loss in our children. It's not a fairy tale, it's not a fairyland. But there's another kingdom at work that is distracting parents from children and children from parents. And this kingdom is breaking up families. And we've got to get our kids back from a kingdom that really isn't set up to keep us together. Parents have been distracted by work, career, entertainment, can become a distraction to what we ought to be doing as parents. In addition to that, the kids are distracted. Social media, peer group, peer pressure, just the entertainment sector of our culture. All of these have added to separating families.
Thanks for your company, everyone. I quote the pastor and speaker in the clip on the issue, Dr. Agha Mohammadi. He says, "We are in a kingdom today that has plenty of distractions, and these distractions have caused a loss in our children. We got to get our kids back. Parents are distracted by work, career, entertainment, and kids are distracted by social media, peer group, peer pressure, entertainment sector of our culture." The question is here, do you agree that such distractions are breaking up families, have added to separating families, and if yes, what should we do?
Of course, yes. These are one of the, some of the negative aspects of the modern life. You know, there was a time that there were very less entertainments, and one of the negative attributes mentioned in Quran is to be farih. Farih means to be to have happiness in a way that makes you negligent. You forget the realities of life. Unfortunately, one of the side effects of these entertainments is that they don't think. There was a time that there was no electricity, when it was that the family members were at home and they used to speak together,
right?
No entertainment. The parents used to recite stories for the children, to speak to together what happened, to have something together, to have the time passed,
right?
But today people are so busy with the entertainments, mm-hmm. with the different distractions that which are there. They even maybe a year passes, a long time passes sometimes, that people do not have time to think about their each other, or even to think about their own selves. What am I doing?
Right.
And as Quran says, on the day of judgment, says, "Innal khasirin alladhina khasaru anfusahum yawm al qiyamah." Do you know who are the real losers? The losers are not those people who have lost some amount of money, or I don't know, those who have been subject to any difficulty at home. The real losers are those who have lost their own selves.
Exactly.
But you do not understand it here, right. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, on the day of judgment, then you see what has happened to human being and what you have done to your own self, then you are the real loser when you have not taken care of the self, yourself. The entertainments, unfortunately, you know, there are many people, I don't know, those people who are watching this program, they can experience it. There are many people that, you know, they are afraid of being alone.
Yes.
Because if you want to be alone, then you have the conscience awakened, and it doesn't let you go. There are lots of pains will be revived. And people are afraid of letting their conscience to be awakened. They just want to have entertainments to make themselves busy, to forget the realities of life.
Right.
So unfortunately, you know, sometimes you see people are invited somewhere, and everyone are busy, you know, with the tablets that they have, with the cell phones, playing.
And all distracted.
They are distracted. Even they see maybe each other in very long intervals.
Right.
The time that they are together, they are, you know, even at the moment they are in contact with their friends, I don't know, in other countries through these social networks.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care of their family members, they don't care of their relatives.
True.
And these are the problems of the modern life. Yeah, the distractions are there, and we have to be really serious about it.
And stay alert. Thank you. Brother Shahir, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Sister Sadikian. As always, very interesting and very good clip.
Thank you.
Definitely we should not lose our kids between Fantasyland and
Tomorrowland. Yes,
very good.
True.
Thank you. Dr. Agha Mohammadi, so continuing this discussion, for example, we talked about the rights that the parents have to the children. So now I kind of wanted to reverse, and I wanted to go towards the rights and the duties that the children have towards their parents. And so when kids are young, you know, they really, it doesn't seem like they have a lot of rights. They do what they want to do, you know, four-year-olds, five-year-olds. But when we're coming towards older children, you know, they're 15 and older. So what are the duties that these children, these young adolescents have towards their parents?
Of course, when we talked about the rights of parents, in fact, we talked about the duties of children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So somehow we mentioned these facts, but what parents really want from the children, to declare it or not, is to see and to take respect from the children.
Right.
So to show respect to the parents.
Very important.
This is very important thing, and also to be successful in your life and you manage the life proper way. This is the best gift, you know. The children, they do not understand it themselves.
Right.
They think that I am free and this is myself who decides what to do and what not to do.
Right.
But they don't know that they are the fruit of the heart of parents. They are the result of their, you know, their life.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When the children do not do what they are, what is proper for them, the worst thing is that the parents may feel that they have lost their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So all the life
their
I
effort.
Was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment that they are waiting to see the fruits,
mm-hmm.
any progress the children have in their lives, this is the greatest gift that can be given to the parents. So to do their responsibility in the life, to be successful people and good members of society,
mm-hmm.
and to respect parents,
mm-hmm.
are the best gifts that mm-hmm. children can bestow to their parents.
To their parents, very nice. And definitely, I think, as a parent myself, this is a very important point, is when your children respect you, it makes you happy.
Yeah.
And on another note, so would you agree that they should be listening to their parents? You know, sometimes kids have a tendency to do what they want to do.
Mm.
So how far should this listening to parents go, you know?
Yeah, in the different stages of life, as we said, for 7 first years,
mm-hmm.
they are free. Then in the best way of in fact, teaching children something is to be in an indirect way.
Interesting.
Not directly, not to demand them,
command them.
Not to command them. To be indirect is the best way that they get the point. You know, people, the children, you know, they are clever. We shouldn't think that they don't understand. They understand, right. And something which is hidden, something which is not, very manifest,
right.
It has its own effect more than something which is manifest.
Mm-hmm.
This is how man's nature is.
Mm-hmm.
So, from the time that we think that they understand, 7 or 6 years old, it's the good way to befriend with mm-hmm. children and mm-hmm. to teach them what, they need to know. And sometimes, as we said, the limits sometimes to be serious are needed. But when they pass the age of adolescent, and especially the time that they feel they are becoming independent,
mm-hmm.
then the parents' role at that time is so decreased to a level of a friend giving advice.
Right.
So you cannot demand anymore.
Right.
And unfortunately, some of the parents, they take it easy. Mm-hmm. And the time that they have to take care of the child, they let it
right.
go. When they see the child is spoiled, committing mistakes,
mm-hmm.
Then they come to correct him or her when it is so late.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to start upbringing, training the child in a right way, you have to start even from before him or her being born.
Mm-hmm.
To
right,
prepare
right.
the basis for that
right.
from the childhood,
mm-hmm.
as long as the ceiling is easy to be turned into the way, to be formed into the way that you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And when it becomes trying, then it's so late.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Thank you, Dr. Agha Mohammadi. I want to thank you. We've come to the end of the program, unfortunately. I want to thank you for coming here and taking time out of your schedule and joining us.
Thank you.
And so, inshallah, dear viewers, I want to thank you also for joining us on today's program. It's been a pleasure serving and hosting you. Please join us next time on Open Talk. We will be awaiting you. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.